What's Osama bin Laden doing on American Idol? That about sums up the Twitter reaction to Gurpreet Singh Sareen, the 22-year-old Sikh American in the new season of the show. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Sareen, who has a turban and a flowing black beard, has a nickname for himself.
I go by Turbinator. I don't know.
Oh, there we go. The Turbinator.
Turbinator.
When the Turbinator showed up on American Idol, the tweets flew fast and furious. Like, Osama bin Laden cannot win American Idol. That's un-American. Even in India, Sikhs don't get seen much in pop culture. Bollywood rarely had them as heroes. That's because Bollywood heroes had to look as generic as possible, said veteran filmmaker Shyam Benegal at a literary festival in Kolkata recently.
People are presented in a generalized and eventually standardized way that would not identify them with any recognizable region. They were quite simply urban or rural, rich or poor.
Sikhs with their turbans and beards were too obviously rooted. They usually ended up as comic buffoons or brave soldiers on film. That's changed recently with a few films with turbaned Sikhs as heroes. In America, the deadly Osama-Sikh conflation started soon after 9/11. The first person killed after 9/11 was a Sikh gas station owner. Last year, there was that massacre in the Sikh temple in Wisconsin. But the hate crimes have also energized Sikh Americans into being more visible, more out there, more vocal. And what could be more visible, more out there, and more vocal than American Idol? It is sweet irony indeed, because the Turbinator actually turns all that turban bashing on its head. Sareen almost did not make it through his audition. The judges were divided. Nicki Minaj.
Well, Turbinator.
Well, Turbinator.
I love your look.
Thank you.
I think you have a pretty voice, but I don't think it's a standout voice.
In the final count, it was all down to Minaj.
So is that a no?
Okay,
it's
so
an, unfortunately for
it's
me,
it's a no for Keith. Your fate lies in the hands of one Nicki Minaj.
Seeing her wavering, Sareen piled on the butter.
Please, we're both very vibrant people. I think we can connect on that level. I actually have a marigold turban like your hair. In addition to all the other colors also, but just give me one more chance, please.
Apparently, the guy has 40 to 50 turbans to match all his outfits. Minaj yielded to his rainbow charms.
Nicki, please.
Well, Nicki,
turn.
Where's it going, Nicki?
Yes.
Tell him where
Step.
He's going.
You're going
home. It was the turban that made the critical difference. The special effects team digitally changed the color of Sareen's turban as he jumped up and down with joy. Red, green, blue, yellow. I couldn't help but remember a former colleague, a very gentle Sikh man who lived in the San Francisco Bay Area. After the massacre of Sikhs in India in 1984, when the Prime Minister was assassinated by her Sikh bodyguards, America had been sort of a refuge for my friend until 9/11. Many Sikhs abandoned their turbans and shaved off their beards. My friend did neither, but he only ever wore black turbans after that. It's closest to the color of hair, he explained. It did not stand out too much. I hope he was watching Sareen that night as he rode his lavender turban into American Idol. In the end, the Turbinator will have to show his vocal chops, not just a color-coordinated turban. But for now, more power to Gurpreet Singh Sareen and his amazing Technicolor Dream Turban.
Sunday morning, rain is falling, oh. Steal some cover, share some skin. Bop, 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 ba-da-dow. Clouds are shrouding us in moments.
In Kolkata, this is Sandeep Roy for KALW.
Oh, 'cause you're maybe all I need. Yeah, well, darkness, she is all I see. Yeah, we'll come and